In the small, lively village of Pebblebrook, something strange happened one sunny morning. The villagers woke up to find that their favorite park had changed overnight. Hundreds of dull, gray stones were now painted with bright colors and fun designs. There were rocks that looked like smiling suns, funny monkeys, and even a dragon that looked a lot like Mr. Hootington, the village owl. Everyone was curious about who had painted these wonderful stones and why. As people gathered to talk about it, they started to guess who the artist could be. Mrs. Baker, who was known for being witty, said, "It must be the squirrels. They are always up to something creative." Benny, the village squirrel, puffed up his chest and seriously denied it. "I'm too busy planning my nut stockpile for winter," he said, but everyone just laughed at his serious face. Wanting to solve the mystery, three friends, Tom, Zadie, and Marco, decided to investigate. They brought a magnifying glass and a basket of sandwiches, in case they got hungry. They looked everywhere and asked everyone in town if they had seen anything weird, even the village chickens, but the chickens just flapped their wings and clucked in confusion. Just when they were about to give up, they found a hidden alley behind the library. There, they saw a shiny figure. It was Miss Ethel, the town's shy artist who was painting a big stone that looked like a colorful watermelon.
"Wow! What an amazing painting!"
Marco shouted, startling Miss Ethel and causing her to spill paint all over their sandwiches. Miss Ethel explained that she painted the stones to make people happy and to bring smiles to Pebblebrook. She wanted to start an annual art festival where everyone could show their talents. The friends were excited and could picture the village full of art, laughter, and maybe even dancing. "Let's call it Pebblefest," Zadie said with shining eyes. In the end, they convinced Miss Ethel to display her work at the village square. The next Saturday, the village celebrated its first Pebblefest with lots of color, music, and laughter. The villagers learned that sharing your talents can make the world a happier place. The festival became a yearly tradition, reminding everyone that creativity should always be celebrated.